Echo and Harper Audio present Days of Distraction, a novel by Alexandra Chang. Performed by Greta Jung. One. San Francisco. When I read the book, the biography famous, and is this then, said I, what the author calls a man's life? And so will someone, when I am dead and gone, write my life. As if any man really knew aught of my life. Why, even I myself, I often think no little or nothing of my real life. Only a few hints, a few diffused faint clues and indirections, I seek for my own use to trace out here. Walt Whitman, When I Read the Book. People think I'm smaller than I am. For example, my feet. In fact, I wear size 8.5 or 9. According to Google, these are the most common sizes for American women. Average is good, I reason. It means that wherever I end up in this country, it will be easy to find someone whose shoes I can borrow. Everything in our house smells of mildew, even with a dehumidifier running. In the morning, while Jay still sleeps, I take out the full tank of water collected from the overnight air and dump it in our front yard. A place full of sand and desert plants. The fog hangs low over the street of families and retirees. To the east, Sutro Tower juts through the clouds. If I walked west to the end of the block, then up the long, zigzagging stairs to the top of Grand View Park, and if not for this early fog, I'd be able to see all of the sunset, with its rows of pastel houses, and past that, the vast green of Golden Gate Park, where in the northwest section, the all-female herd of bison roam their paddock. I've come to cherish this ritual. In front of our small yellow house, watching the water pool dark, then sink into the ground, I know where I am and what I am doing. But now we are preparing to leave this all behind. This is the place and time in which the most average person is average in their own special way, or learns to believe it. The ordinary can be powerful. The flower, the sidewalk cone, the clouds in the sky, the sunset. So many sunsets and skies. New shoes, a haircut, overheard pieces of conversation. Pets and food, for sure. Anything is up for curation, if that's the story you want to tell. People you've never met can reach into the snippets of your day-to-day life, add it all up to make meaning. At least, that's how it feels. Here. Now. I know there are people who choose to opt out, though not many in the city, the center of pressure, where an office of somebody's came up with a notion of people being brands. Sharing and shouting isn't the issue so much as the corruption of living in real time. People experiencing everything at a remove through the eyes of a consumer, actual or potential. A future audience to judge. Some are adept at this anticipation. They gain massive followings. I do not fall into this category. I am on the other side. Those long stretches of getting lost in a giant, sticky web of other people's earlier moments. It's true not everyone lives like this or that. Only almost everyone I know. I write about gadgets for people with money to spend. I consider this my first real job. It feels good to have one place to go 5 days a week, to see the same faces, to receive a steady paycheck. It's been a year and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?